G'day, this is Nurki with an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. The following is a piece that I wrote for the Collaborative Fiction Short Stories section at AboveTopSecret.com and is titled, What Does It All Mean? Dreams of a Lifetime. I had the dreams again last night, the ones that I had as a child. I thought I had forgotten them all those years ago, but it would seem to no longer be the case. Why am I reliving dreams that haven't been in my memory for years now? I was certain that they had been lost once I awoke, but I've been proven wrong. They aren't the regular kind of happy dreams, where I can fly, get to make passionate love to a non-existent girl, ride a great motorbike, and am popular. No, these dreams are of a different time for mankind, in which I am the avatar of the shattering of the old world, of the Hindu goddess Shiva. Good and evil are perceptions of the mind, and cannot be distinguished between in these dreams. What I may see as being good for me may be bad for others, and vice versa. In some of the dreams, I am the leader of a global anarchist movement to deny fascism a chance to thrive. In others, I am the forebearer of knowledge of impending doom and catastrophic global annihilation. You may think that these are just the learned perceptions of a crazed pessimistic anarchist manifesting themselves in dreams, but I dare to remind you that these aren't new dreams, and that I first had them in my childhood, well before I was even aware of the politics of fascism versus anarchy. How many times must I, in dreams, witness the annihilation of the human race, the millions of burning corpses dragging themselves along the charred fields of a nation at war, bodies flying apart like leaves? How many times must I dream the dream of a feeble attempt to persuade mankind to see the error of its ways and reject an oppressive fascist war state, only to see their annihilation because of ignorance? They say that a samurai who witnesses too much death has a stare of 1,000 yards and knows no fear. I have seen evil and hell, and its name is apathy, its advocate, ignorance, its harbingers, bigotry and zealousy. The rapture of our own undoing is nigh, initiated by our own pacification. The pale rider cometh for he who chooses anything but knowledge.
Infinite global consciousness.